something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Welcome to CADcast episode number 526. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who all he wants for Christmas is to wish you a happy Hanukkah, Wombat.
I am on the front lines on the war on Christmas. Take that, shipwreck.
Which side? You're fighting against Christmas?
You're fighting against my side.
I guess. I don't know.
That was my next question, but it sounds like, you know, you were aggressive towards Shipwreck, so.
Well, I'm aggressive towards Shipwreck, generally speaking, so you can take it as you want.
Right.
Is this, what night of Hanukkah is this, like, 50?
Second.
Two.
Okay. The second night.
Yep. I'm wearing the pajamas I got.
Is that the traditional second night gift?
For me, it is.
For adults, sorry. I think it's downhill.
Yeah, this is pretty much it. It's pajamas. I bought them, so I don't even know if that counts as a gift.
But I got nothing. So far, I got nothing. I bought Shima pajamas. So
yeah, well, I bought my wife pajamas too. I got matching pajamas.
I think it's really more for kids. This holiday.
Matching pajamas?
No, this holiday.
Yes, it's definitely more for kids.
In this house, it's a very tech deck Hanukkah. Ties into tech deck this year.
Ah, okay.
So, is that the little skateboard thing?
Yeah, and he can do all these tricks with the skateboard. Like,
I've never understood why those toys exist, but okay.
You do the tricks. You do the tricks. Whatever, like, you would do, whatever trick you could do with a skateboard, like if you were a pro skateboarder, you can get good enough with your fingers to do them with your fingers. And you build the skate parks. They sell the pieces, and you can build the skate parks. Or you can just make your own out of whatever you got around the house. And there's YouTube videos, of course, that show you how to do the different tricks. And I don't know. Ty said he's been bringing it to school, just the skateboard. And now he sees like all his friends are buying them now. Because they're only like, you know, it's like $3.50 for one of the skateboards. I don't know. Seems like a waste of time.
Like sounds like an inexpensive Hanukkah, though, so... Congratulations. Yeah, I'm not that lucky.
Ty has no idea like what the price of anything. I mean, I guess he knows what the price of the toys are, but he doesn't feel like he has to get a certain dollar amount worth of gifts.
No, I don't think my children have any idea how much their gifts are worth because, you know, it's funny because Elliot isn't still into toys. You know, he's into, you know, big toys. He got today, he likes the True Hero Army Man at Toys R Us is the thing he likes. And we bought him this stuff. They had like a big 30% off All True Heroes stuff sale. And I got him this boat that cost like $18. But it comes in a big old box. So all he knows is that he got a big boat in a big old box.
Right.
He doesn't know it cost $18. Meanwhile, his sister got soaps. And I think the soaps cost like $30.
Right, but I'm sure she enjoyed the soaps.
I totally knew how much stuff cost when I was little.
Yeah, since I remember, totally into the soaps. Yes,
I remember the Christmas that my sister got like this. I don't know. It was a stereo, like a all in one stereo that had like a record player and cassette player.
Sure.
Did it have the cassette player that pops out and could be a Walkman?
No. It was one of those like you would sit on a floor. Like the speakers were probably like 2.5 feet tall or so. Like one of those units.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching her open it. And I was like, all right, this looks good. I like where this is going.
Right.
And so I got my gift next.
Yeah.
And I opened it up and it was an NES. And I proudly exclaimed, my gift costs more than $100 too.
but not much more, right?
Not much more, but
I feel like the stereo gift was still valued at a higher price, much higher price than the NES.
I could have. I mean,
yeah, but
Zelda was in there and stuff as well.
You still win. You still win. You know, yeah, can't
I was going to say, that's a pretty good gift no matter what, the year you got the NES.
Right. I know Ty knows how much things cost, but he doesn't – I don't think he feels that he's entitled to a certain dollar amount, whether it's his birthday or
– because he doesn't have a sister opening up that stereo.
Yeah. Right. Maybe that's it. I don't think – yeah, he never once ever complained that it was there wasn't enough gifts or it was too cheap of a gift. Why are you cheaping out on me, Pop, with the tech decks?
And he's not telling that to you. He'll just have it, save it for his therapist when he's 30.
He seems super satisfied. I got him a Rubik's Cube tonight. He seemed very excited about the Rubik's Cube. It was $6 at Target.
One of the things that Elliot really wanted was a Snoopy snow cone machine. I mean, that was like $9.
They're still making those fucking things. I wanted.
They still
one
make
of those
them. I know it's what he wants. It's one. You know, it's one of the things that he. You know, he asked for. I'm like, all right, $9. Totally, that's a nice.
Nine.
He wanted that Hulk mask, the one that that came out with Ragnarok, where when you move your mouth, the mouth opens and the eyebrows move up and down.
Right.
That was another
Hulk,
one that
the Hulk mom wore that, right?
Exactly. It's basically the same mask, but it's for the Hulk. And that one also was like on sale at Target for, I think, $11 I got that for. So, yeah, you could get away with things fairly inexpensive. And we also got our shopping done really early because we're crazy people. So
you're not going to slip those cheap gifts by me.
No. You? No, I wouldn't do that to you. Only the finest. Only I'd get you an actual Chewbacca mask.
Wow. I feel like the Snoopy snow cone machine was a pricey item back in the day.
It might have been. It was. I got it, and it's funny because I forgot that he wanted it. And then it's like, you know, you get the email, the flash sale at Toys R Us email.
Sure.
And it was one of the items in the email. And I'm like, that's the thing he wanted. And right. I did in-store pickup, and I just went and grabbed it, and it was done. It was
but don't you you remember, like, in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. That was, like, a big deal to get one of those.
But it's... $10 now. Now they're only $10. I feel like if it was $10 back in the day, I would have gotten one, no problem.
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe your parents just don't like you.
Maybe. What do we got? Where are we? What are we talking about?
I don't know. I think we're still in CAGcast Thug Life.
Oh, I have an exciting tale. It's not really an exciting tale, but Mrs. Cheapy had her green card test.
Did you take it too?
Yeah, as the husband, or I'm the sponsor, I guess. You know, you have to bring, you know, copies of your marriage certificate, all this stuff. You're supposed to bring pictures of you throughout your relationship. Most people don't wait 13 years till after they're married to do this. So our case is a little, I guess, unusual because, well, most people don't move to a foreign country right after they get married either. But, so we brought all this stuff with us and, you know, the guy interviews you and he asks you different questions. And one of the things he asked us was, who does the cooking? And then I basically did a HelloFresh commercial for the guy on the spot. I had to explain what HelloFresh was and and how great it was. I mean, we waited about 2 hours before they even... you know, talk to you. And then the whole thing only took like 15 minutes because ours was pretty straightforward. But
so when does she have to leave?
No, I mean, they'll probably send it to her in like a month or so. They don't tell you there if you get accepted or not, but.
Okay, well, just remember her as she was.
It seems to go smoothly.
I don't know. I'd be very suspicious in this day and age.
The guy was very professional. The guy was very nice. The agent, and he apologized for
probably
years waiting.
You're going to go home one day, there's going to be an ICE agent just waiting there.
It's not even funny. this is low even for you, Wombat. Kazoo.
Oh.
Right. But it was an interesting experience to go through that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like The Gifted. You're going to pull in, you're going to see the guy, you're just going to turn around and keep driving.
Right. Yeah. All right, what else we got? Where are we here?
Show feedback.
All right, we'll do it.
All right, Surfer Boy has to say, When PlayStation VR released, it was said by many that the headset could not be profitable for Sony and that it would more likely not do so well. In a recent article by Road to VR, however, it was revealed that according to Greenlight Insights, Sony had sold more than 1.5 million PlayStation VR headsets through October 2017 and had made a decent amount of money in their efforts. Using an average selling price, they made about $525 million in hardware revenue alone on the PSVR plus software. And then he ends it by saying, top analysts, keep it up. So basically he's saying that we are wrong about Sony VR and that it is a profitable endeavor for Sony. Your thoughts?
I don't know exactly what we said is my first thought. But I feel like I'm still okay thinking this isn't a great venture by Sony.
Yeah, I mean, I read the articles that was linked there, and it doesn't say what the profit is on each unit.
Right, the revenue isn't the problem. It's whether or not that's profitable.
And how much profit they're making.
Right, you know, I know that software isn't selling, at least not at retail. It's all being clearanced.
Yeah, there's not a lot of software being sold. And look, 1.5 million, of course, I would love to sell 1.5 million of something. You know, I'm sure we all would. But when looking at part...
1.5 million pennies?
Anything, sure. Why not?
Wow, I guess it still would be a good chunk of change. Literally.
But, I mean, when you compare it with the 70 million PlayStations that they've sold, PlayStation 4s that they've sold, 1.5 million seems like not much to get excited about.
It sounds like your install base is not interested in this product yourself.
It sounds like if I'm going to make a video game, if I have a choice to make a video game for the PlayStation 4 or the PlayStation 4 VR, I'm going to choose the one that has the 70 million and not the 1.5 million. Because that's math.
Yep, unless you're Justin Roiland and just want to make a VR game for yourself and will hopefully break even on it.
So, I mean, I'm sure like Sony probably didn't lose money. I'm sure like they maybe made a little bit of money or broke even. I don't think that they're you know, breaking the bank.
Yeah,
on this thing.
I think they probably are in that range. They probably either broke even, made a little money, because not only does this like just say revenue, it doesn't factor in all of the upfront development, research and development time.
Marketing costs even.
They didn't market this thing.
Yeah. The thing is a marketing tool in itself, but they didn't use any actual marketing behind the marketing tool. Yeah, I mean, like you said, Chip, software sales on VR stuff has got to be like not very exciting.
Especially
when you consider they've only sold 1.5 million headsets. I mean, how much software could you possibly sell on top of that?
The best-selling game for it could only sell 1.5 million copies.
Right, exactly. So, sure.
Somebody sent me on Twitter. Now, this isn't indicative of everything with the PlayStation VR, but somebody sent me a picture from that store. I think it's Dirt Cheap. It's one of these like closeout stores. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think is in the South or somewhere. They're not around here. But they were sending me the picture because it was a stack of those Garth Brooks box sets for $4.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But underneath that on a rack, it was on a rack of video games. Uh-huh. And there was just like this line of like 25 Eagle Flights, just like underneath those Garth Brooks. It's like, I don't.
How much were the Eagle
Flights? Why did you make so many Eagle Flights?
Like, fly, Eagles,
I can understand
fly.
Making so many Garth Brooks. Like, that's one of the most popular artists of all time.
Right.
Maybe. Eagles, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
But I hope you enjoy your PlayStation VR, Surfer Boy.
Of course.
As well as everybody that owns one.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, remember, like, when the PS Move came out, nobody considers that to be a big success, and they sold like 11 million of those, or 15 million, or something like that.
The post-mortem on the Kinect, despite incredible sales, the idea of whether or not it was a success is a debatable topic, as there is no more Kinect.
Right. It was a success at the time to get the 360, people excited about the 360, and they looked good on TV. But as a long-term thing, it was actually detrimental, maybe, because it really put the Xbox One into a hole.
It sure did.
It sure started out the whole next race and with Xbox standing in a big hole. Are we on to watch this, bitches?
We are.
Fantastic, then. It was some bad weather recently, so we stayed home and we watched a movie. We rented a movie called Kedi, K-E-D-I.
Which sounds depressing.
It was not depressing at all.
Just from the title.
Family friendly, because, you know, Ty was home from school or something. It was the weekend. I forget.
It was a Saturday.
It was a Sunday. No, not Saturday, because you had school.
All right.
Well, it could have been Saturday after Japanese school. That's not the point.
Well, Sunday we had... Oh, I wanted to talk about this. Did you read my Twitter post, Shipwreck, about the football coach on Sunday at my son's football game?
I did.
I was so curious to know what your thoughts were.
I read it too.
Well, yeah, but you're not a football fan. And you
I
don't get
know
it.
The rules of football.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the situation as you refer to it on Twitter.
Yeah, so essentially the other coach cheated without cheating to win the game. And I'm just curious to know Shipwreck's thoughts.
Explain
it.
Why don't you explain it to the listeners?
Sure. Otherwise... So my son, who is 6 years old, had the all-county flag football championships this Sunday. His team made it to the championships. It was exciting. He was on a very good team this year, and they played really hard. And they're really good sportsmen, you know, for six-year-olds. I will give them full credit for that all season long. And we played in a very good league. The all county we're now playing out of our league. Literally, we're playing a team from a different town in a different area. And I guess the level of competition is slightly different for this town than it was for ours, where our games were, you know, again, they're 6 year olds. They're learning about football. They're generally friendly games. There's lots of handshaking and smiles and everyone has a good time.
Can a six-year-old really throw a football?
You'd be shocked. Some of them, our quarterback by the end of the season actually was throwing that ball. So wow, yeah, he was really good. Theo's a good
football. Because in my high school, I remember our quarterback couldn't throw the ball, and we really only did running plays.
You could only run the ball. Well, here's what this is. Well, the rules in flag football is you could only run the ball once every four downs.
Yeah.
If you get a first down, you can run the ball again, and you can't run the ball inside the 20. Our team, there's about 2 minutes left in the game. It's about 15 degrees outside, and there's snow on the field. The kids are cold, and they're crying, and they really don't want to be there anymore, but they want to win the game. So we had a running play, and we got the first down. And they gained a lot of yards and got to the 24-yard line. As the next play starts, and as the play starts, the coach for the opposite team says to the ref, "Stop the play. My team was offsides." And instead of just redoing the play from where they were, the ref actually assigned the penalty, bringing our team within the 20-yard line and taking away our run play.
Couldn't your coach have just declined the penalty?
I think, you know, just given the situation, again, it was so cold and the kids were upset. And at this point, there was about a minute and 10 seconds left in the game. The coach was like, if that's the way you want to play this... Right. He just kind of, because the coach is very deliberate. Oh, and he knew exactly what he was doing. There was even someone on the sideline from, you know, the other team. One of the other parents was like, "Oh, that's really smart. That's really smart." And all our parents and our team was like, "What just happened?
That's really smart. We're going to really fuck over these 6 year olds."
Yeah. And this guy, like, he was so happy to explain to us what the coach did, too. Like, he's the freaking genius. Like, it's Lombardi over there. And I'm like, but they're six. Why would you do that?
Because I would imagine that the reception percentage has got to be pretty low.
Oh, it's non-existent. I mean, yes, they could throw the ball. And it's funny because on the next play, we did a passing play and the kid caught it and he got pushed out of bounds at the 1 yard line.
Okay.
And that was the end of it. That was the third, you know, that was the third down for us.
Okay.
And it was just, you know. Yeah, so that was it. We were done.
And you lost.
And we lost. Damn. So,
damn.
Yeah. If we won, I wouldn't care, but we lost. I mean, the kids still get a trophy for coming in second place in the county, which, you know, it's not like an everybody gets a trophy thing, not every team, just those two teams.
Right.
But it says runner-up on it in big letters.
Right, scrubs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the coach... But it was had a big celebration.
It was disappointing. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was, seems like...
Yes.
It's not that egregious of thing. I mean, the play should have continued anyways. But at the same time, there were your coach could have declined it, I would guess. Or on the next play, you guys could have false started and been gone back to the 24.
But you lost it down.
I'm sure there were better options. It was just sort of like a, why would you... But it was more of the why do that than...
Oh, yeah, than, yeah. No, I mean, as... At coaching youth sports, I ran into that on occasion, and I had some words with other coaches before, that's for sure.
Yeah. If the weather was better, I think it would have been a different situation.
Sure.
But as you were saying, Cheapy, the weather was so bad, you stayed in and watched a movie.
Oh, Kedi, yeah. It's a documentary about cats in Istanbul. I'm sure it's right up our demographics alley. No, I mean it was pretty pretty cute movie about how in Istanbul there are a lot of wild cats that live in the city, and they basically come and visit with people, but the cats live by themselves in the wild, and the people who live in the city will feed them once in a while and like hang out with them and pet them and stuff, but the cats don't live in anybody's house. And it's just sort of about the relationships that the people form with the cats and the cats form with the people in a exotic backdrop. I don't know. It's a very interesting movie, and it's kid-friendly and a lot of cute kitties. And it's called Kedi, K-E-D-I. It's in Turkish, so it's got subtitles. But, you know, it's mostly about looking at the kitties.
There is no way I would ever watch that. Shipwreck might. He likes cats.
No, I'm not going to watch a
Ty
movie about wild cats.
Ty liked it.
My wife, who's a vet.
Why? Oop. She would probably find it really interesting, actually.
No, she would just be feeling sorry for these cats that didn't have homes.
No. The cats have it good. The cats have it real good. The cats have all like the freedom of living by their rules, but the people, they interact with the people.
By the cats' rules.
By the cats' rules. They're playing by their own rules. They don't have to live in, they're not like slaves like in somebody's house. They can come and go as they please, but the people are sort of honored to have the cats come and visit them. So they hook up the cats with good food and stuff, and the people take it upon themselves to sort of take care of the cats, even though the cats don't live with them. So I think she would actually find it pretty interesting because it's sort of a different dynamic of having a pet. It's basically like having pets, but the pets don't live with you.
Who's spaying and neutering these cats?
Nobody. That's why there's so many wild cats everywhere.
Yes, but cats are a pest.
But they eat the rat mice, so it's good.
Mm-hmm. Pest.
I think Gretchen would find it very interesting, actually. And you could watch it with Em, too. She would appreciate the cute kitties. And you could play your Switch while the other two watch it.
I think you're misreading this one, but okay.
No, what do you mean? No, all the kitties look very healthy and cute. They, no one's looking like, it's not like bones and flies, skin and bones and flies. It's no skinny dogs, no skinny cats. It's not like third world Asia. It's okay. All right. Any other watches, bitches?
I watched a documentary on Netflix called Hired Gun.
All right.
It's about session musicians for rock and roll bands. It's super interesting, and I highly recommend it. Billy Joel is a great asshole. Like, they do not paint a pretty picture of Billy Joel in this. So, Yeah, because they talk about his band and when he fired his band and how he fired his band. And it's interesting because he had the same band from 77 to 85, which is pretty much the peak of his career, you know, songwriting wise.
Right.
And then you could see kind of like there's that decline there. And his band is like, you know, we would go in the studio and it was always a collaboration. You know, it was always his name on there because they were his songs. But we gave him input and we helped him craft those songs. And that's why there were so many hits. And then it was when his, if you know, there's a story when his manager stole all his money. When his manager stole all his money, Billy Joel decided that he doesn't trust anyone anymore and he just fired everyone. And then you listen to Stormfront, which is the, you know, really the only album he didn't do with that band, mm-hmm. and that album sucks. So, you know, coincidence, maybe.
Right.
Who knows? And then there's some other guys like Trent Reznor, like, doesn't pay his backup musicians. They just work for the experience of saying they were backing up Trent Reznor.
That's a good. It's like video game blogs that don't pay the writers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's kind of what it was. And then, you know, the guitarist for him wound up being the guy who founded the band Filter. Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
I like that song.
And he left doing that because he couldn't stand not making any money anymore. But now when he goes on tour, he does the same thing. So now he's an asshole too. It's like, didn't you learn that maybe you should pay someone like a living wage? But no, he doesn't. Then there's some people that make a lot of money doing it, like they were Mandy Moore's guitarist, and now he's the lead guitarist for Five Finger Death Punch. But you know, it's interesting stories. Even like Ray Parker Jr. from Ghostbusters, the Ghostbusters song,
right?
Yeah, he started as a session musician,
and then he stole the song.
Then he stole a song from Huey Lewis in the News. Now he doesn't have to work anymore. So,
who you get a call for boring documentary recommendations?
Really?
Wombat.
You're saying that my documentary about rock and roll is boring compared to Turkish Pussy? I don't think so.
It entertained my whole family.
Great.
Let's, before we do new releases, and we're going to talk about PUBG on Xbox and I don't know, whatever else came out this week, let's talk about Harry's, because it is a gift giving time of year and it's tough to find a good gift for that special man in your life. But Harry's is really the perfect gift. You already know that Harry's makes amazing quality products at super reasonable prices. And over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. And Harry's is a practical gift that the guy in your life will get a lot of use out of. And you can personalize the gift for that guy in your life. You can choose colors and customize the gift with engravings and stuff, although it might be getting a little late for that. But there's a lot of different limited edition sets that you can check out at harrys.com. We want you to go to harrys.com/CAG, and as a special offer, you'll get $5 off your order when you use that special link. harrys.com/CAG is only available for the holidays, so you got to act quick. And of course, you know, Christmas is coming up quick, and the post office gets backed up, so you want to get those orders in first. Wombat, what do you love most about shaving with Harry's?
I love how great the blades are, because I have a face made out of mostly Brillo and sandpaper, so I need a good razor, and the fact that I can just like step out of the shower, put a little bit of the Harry's shave gel on my face, and just shave the hair right off without having to like think prep. Literally, I used to have to prep to shave, and it was a process, and I don't have to do that anymore because the quality of the Harry's blades is literally that good. And that's the best thing about it.
Nice. That is that sounds like a good thing. So yes, definitely this is a great gift idea. The gift sets look great and they do not cost a lot of money, especially if you use the link harrys.com/CAG, because you're gonna get $5 off your order for the holidays. Check out those special gift sets and buy good gifts for the people in your life. Thanks, Harry's. Let's do new releases.
Okay. Is there more than one?
Yeah, there's some things. You're the king of remasters. There's some remasters, Wombat.
Ooh, anything I need to know?
There's Loco Roco 2 Remastered.
No, thank you.
Also out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One is Okami HD.
You know, I've never played that game, ever.
Me neither.
I've played a little bit of it. It's pretty good.
That's the dog game, right? White dog?
Dog Zelda. Yep.
Yeah. Zeldog. Mm.
Is this 4K enhanced for Xbox One X? Yes, it is. Well, it's on PS4. It's in 4K, actually. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe just PS4.
Okay.
What else? PUBG?
We have... Yeah, I think that's about it.
That's pretty
Christmas
much.
Night well, Archery also the Resident for the 3DS. Evil,
the Resident Evil Gold Edition came out this week.
It did.
Yes.
What about this Gang Beasts game?
It looked interesting, right? That's like the wrestling looking thing.
It reminds me like, I mean, I saw a literally a 10-second clip of it, but it reminded me of Poi Poi for the PlayStation 1. Although instead of throwing logs at the guys, you're throwing the guys themselves.
Right.
So it's like four little characters on screen and you're just, I don't know, trying to throw, like sort of wrestle with them and throw them. Wow, it looks pretty cool. It does look like Poi Poi because you're throwing stuff. It looks like a next generation Poi Poi, but also very weird. And there's a soccer game in there. Looks kind of cool. It's a Double Fine joint.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's a $20 game.
Sounds pricey.
I'm looking at the Steam page right now. Online multiplayer, local multiplayer. This looks pretty fun, actually. Mostly positive reviews. 12,000 reviews. I guess it's doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, Gang Beasts. I'm going to check that out. It looks fun.
Let us know.
For the family. It looks family friendly.
It is rated E10 for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, I'm excited now. I got to remember that. Should we talk about PUBG now?
Sure.
Uh-oh, Wombat's dying.
When I'm not dead, yes, we could talk all about it.
So PUBG came out for Xbox One.
Kind yep. of.
In game preview. It's in game
right.
game preview, they call it. It even says
I mean, it's on the console, so that's a thing. That's a fact.
It's out.
It's out.
Enough.
Yeah.
I've been playing it over the last couple days. Well, I guess... Yesterday and today.
Okay.
The first day was very rough. Like, just a lot of lag and, I don't know, just bad, very bad performance. I'm playing on the 1X, and the performance is just, like, sort of okay. I watched the Digital Foundry analysis, and it looks like on the regular Xbox One...
It's bad.
The performance is unacceptable. It's bad. Is what it looks like. It looks like... I don't know. It looks like an old PC game, basically, is what it looks like.
Mrs. Shipwreck walked into the room when I was playing it, and she wondered how old this game was that I was playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 15 frames per second. I mean, come on.
It's not only the frames per second, though. It's the textures are terrible.
The whole presentation is bad.
It's an ugly game. It's an ugly game. There's no getting around it.
The controls also are not... They vary from being perfectly fine to being unresponsive.
Yes.
To the point where this game has actually disconnected my controller from the game multiple times.
Like, that I haven't had that problem.
Okay. But you're playing on the 1X. Maybe that's not a feature on the 1X.
It's more powerful, so it can
right, it's powerful enough to keep the controller connected. Like it's weird because it's not like the normal thing, like where your controller would like disconnect and you're like, oh, okay, the light went out on the controller and you reconnect it. Like I've never had this happen before. The controller's just like perfectly normal. It just has disconnected from PUBG.
What? You mean it's desynced from the Xbox?
It's just from the game itself.
And you have to log in again as yourself?
No. Just it will not respond. Yeah. Like I have to like go back to the menu, like I have to press the menu to go back to like the Xbox dash and then come back into the game.
Wow.
which is weird because the game has also hard crashed on me like 4 times, I think, and booted me back to the dash. But then if I re-enter, it will let me back into the game that I was playing. So like the first game I played, it did that, and I came back in and 30 other people had died already. So I had made like the top 60 just by...
Yeah, and your character is basically just standing in a field somewhere. And anybody could have just killed you while you were gone.
The one time... one game I had it crashed 2 times in the game. The first time I came back, I was fine. I got some stuff. I was doing okay. And then the next time it crashed and I came back, I was dead.
Yeah, somebody killed you while you were away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, on the 1X, I'd say it does a pretty decent job of emulating the experience on PC. But I don't know. It captures the feeling just fine, because the controls aren't great on the PC. Like just the way your character feels when you move
around.
It's
like they just didn't know what the button should do. You know,
are you talking about the control setup?
Yeah, I'm talking about the control setup.
The control setup is just a matter of you learning the controls, and there's a lot of stuff you need to know.
Weird stuff like the right shoulder button to like go into free look mode or something.
Yeah, first person mode. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's just free look, right? It's not really a true first person.
For me, it does.
All I know is that sometimes I go to pick up a thing and the door opens, and then I close the door, and then I can pick up the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I want to open the door, and it picks up the thing I didn't want to pick up.
That's part of the charm of the game, though, I think.
Is that charm of the game?
It's part of the experience.
That is true to the PC version of the game.
The problem is just the performance on the regular Xbox.
It's unacceptable. I understand this is game preview and everything.
It's bad.
But
have you tried it? You haven't tried
expect.
It. Have you tried it today?
I have not tried it today. But this isn't like I know that there were server issues.
Yeah, I don't think this is a server issue.
But this isn't a server issue. No, this is just really bad frame rate and textures.
They on the Digital Foundry analysis, they basically said that because of the way that this game, you know, you have 100 people playing and it's got to do a lot of calculations, that is very CPU intensive. So while the Xbox One X has got like a super blown out GPU, the CPU is not like super duper special, I guess, and it still is going to choke at a certain point. I would love it if PUBG ran at 60 frames per second, but I mean, it's struggling to hit 30 even on the 1X. So I don't know.
I would settle even for a consistent frame rate if it was just something consistent and not
changing. Let's walk and then run later.
Right. And the other thing that was sort of disappointing that I learned from the Digital Foundry analysis is they said that, remember we talked about this on the CanCast a lot, I was saying this is a big deal for Microsoft and they should send their top men over there to help the Bluehole, right? That's the developer. Send their dudes over there and make sure this thing is firing on all cylinders. And they actually did do that. They have something called the Advanced Technology Group. And they sent them over, and they sent over the Coalition, the guys that worked on Gears of War, one of the Gears of War games, right? And so those two groups of guys went over there, and apparently this is still what we get on day one of the game preview launch. So hopefully they already have like a really good fix that's just sort of waiting to come out.
Because I just don't think this can hide behind the game preview thing when it's been out in advanced mode or game preview, whatever it's called on PC.
Early access. Yeah, but it's not great. It's not great on that either.
It's so much better than what this is, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, on the original Xbox, it looks it's real bad looking.
Did you see when I came in sixth?
Yeah, how did that happen? No kills, though, right? No kills.
No kills and no hit points against anybody either.
No shots fired.
I did shoot a couple of times. I think I missed. I didn't have a very good weapon. I really couldn't find anything particularly awesome. So I just kept moving. I only died because I thought I was within the circle, but I guess I wasn't. So that's what killed me on the last, you know, that's what killed me when I hit six. Otherwise, I probably would have hit four or five.
Right. So, even though the performance isn't great and it feels kind of janky, even on the One X, it still delivers a similar experience to the PC. And I think it would still be fun if we all played it together and streamed it.
Oh, I definitely think we should, because, I mean, obviously I'm a ringer. I could get up to six on my, like, fourth round.
It just needs to perform a little bit better for me to truly want to play it.
Like, no, I get it. It's hard to get excited about
sitting down. It's just really frustrating. Like, I remember playing it on your PC. Uh-huh. And it is a janky game to begin with, like, as far as, like, okay, if two guys are, like, in a fist fight or whatever, it's just kind of like you're just punching at air and hoping.
Right.
But I got into one of those situations on this, and the guy and I, we were, like, punching each other, and we're like, oh, this, this isn't worth it, and we just both ran away.
I got into a shootout like that today.
Yeah.
It's like, it was that the guy, two of us were shooting at each other from maybe, like, I don't know, like 20 feet away. It wasn't like, and we're just like, you know, so many holes being put in the walls behind us. And it's just like we're emptying out all our ammo into each other, like, you know, missing basically. And eventually, like, the guy kills me. And you know, Ty was watching, and I was just like, that was just embarrassing for both of us, really. Like, nobody could be proud about how that turned out. But it's because it just doesn't feel good. When you play
it doesn't. It's
not feels like
responsive.
Its own thing, right? It doesn't feel like Wombat. When you played PUBG on Xbox, you're not like, oh, this feels like Call of Duty, or this feels like Mass Effect, or this feels like
no,
any...
it's not comfortable in that sense. No.
It feels like it's its own thing in that way. And I played for some.
They're
comparison.
Like the skeletons with David S. Pumpkins.
What do you, in what way?
They're their own thing.
Their own thing.
Oh, right. For a little bit of comparison, and because I noticed that it was also Xbox One X enhanced, I downloaded Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Do you buy it, or are you just like...
There's a free trial. There's a free trial, five-hour trial. Your stuff carries over. I want to see what the enhancements look like. And I also noticed that when they show, like, their sort of their promotional videos for the game, they tend to show stuff that makes it look like PUBG. So, like, oh, let me just take this for a test drive, see how the games compare, how they feel, and how they look, even. And, you know, the Ghost Recon game just blows it away when you feel like what the shooting feels like, what the driving feels like, what the game looks like, what the characters look like, everything about it is just far superior than PUBG. And I'm surprised that they haven't put in a Battle Royale mode yet.
Well, they're putting in the Predator instead.
I saw that, which is interesting and good timing to download to get that free trial. I guess. Is that this weekend it's coming out? It's a free thing.
Oh, I don't know.
It's soon. I put it on the outline somewhere, I think.
I believe you.
Where did I fucking put that thing? Oh, I meant to put it on the outline. Yeah, that looks really cool. You're hunting the Predator. So anyway, I guess what I'm here to say, I guess in conclusion, PUBG on Xbox, it's off to a rough start, but it feels
the bones are still there. You still want to play it. It's just... Right.
On the One X... It's not that much of an issue, the performance stuff. It feels enough like the PC version that I'm happy to get my ass kicked on that. Although I'm getting a lot more kills on Xbox, no question. No question about it. But it does not
That's because you're playing against the Xbox One players who are just happy that they're getting a consistent frame rate, maybe. I'm just happy when my parachute opens before I hit the ground.
Right. Well, no, it always does that.
But I have no control over it. It seems like
no, it'll automatically open at a certain point.
But I mean, the frame rate during the airplane drop.
Oh my god! On the original Xbox, it's literally 10 frames per second.
If that.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't think it goes below 10.
I think it does.
I mean, it depends how many people are on screen when you drop. But anyway, we should check out this Ghost Recon game though. It feels like PUBG in a way, but if it was made by people who really knew what they were doing. It really just
The $170 version of Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. Yes, yeah. There was a $170 version. Yeah. Is currently on sale on Amazon for $60.
I don't think I need. Does it come with a drone or something?
It comes with a statue of death.
I think I'm good.
You sure you don't want a statue of death?
Not even a statue of Tom Clancy?
Maybe that is Tom Clancy, and I'm just confused. Does Tom Clancy wear a long black robe, carry a sickle, and have a face like a skull? If you told me yes, I'd believe you.
Right. Now he might.
Mm.
I was pretty impressed, actually. You may want to check that out. And I would imagine that they must be working on a battle. All these games are working on Battle Royale now. It was only Fortnite that was able to squeeze it out so quickly, right? I mean, it has to be what's happening in the industry now. I can't imagine it any other way. Far Cry 5, I'm sure, must have a Battle Royale mode.
You think?
Wouldn't all these games?
You think every game that's just going to be, the hot trend for 2018? Every game is just going to have one? Is that why you think it was delayed?
No, no. What? Far Cry?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It was delayed like 2 months.
I think the only thing that's slowing them down, it must be a technological achievement to get this type of thing working.
It's possible. Do you think Red Dead Redemption 2 or whatever they're calling it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that keeps you from returning to
Old West?
Sure.
Are you like, I want to play Old West Battle Royale. Wild West. I know
horses,
I do.
Sure. Horses and you get
shotguns, revolvers.
Wild West backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
Med kits.
Whores.
I feel like playing PUBG with Wombat and Shipwreck is going to be very stressful. Just because, Wombat, I've played a lot of it, so I sort of know, at least, in theory, what you're supposed to do. I don't even know if I can say that. I don't know. But I know Wombat's just bad in general.
Thanks.
Yeah. But it'll still be fun.
Sixth place.
That's true. I have not gotten sixth place. Did you see that if you stream PUBG on Mixer and you make it into the top 10, there's a special PUBG channel and it runs it like NFL Red Zone. So if you're streaming on Mixer and you make it into the top 10, it'll switch to show your broadcast. And that way more people may watch your shit.
There you go. Top 10.
Top 10. You would have been a big star.
I only play top 10. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully when we play as a squad, this will carry over. We needed one more person to play with us.
I'm sure we can find someone.
Maybe Ben Gilbert, who in fact wrote a question in for us about PUBG.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. At excited about Ben's question?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At Real Ben Gilbert asks, would people give PUBG more of a chance on console if it had come to PS4 first? How much does the negative sentiment surrounding Xbox Microsoft play into the negative reaction to PUBG?
It's a good question. I think the main thing is if it came to the PlayStation 4 first, it would have to be finished because they don't do early access. I guess they could have released it as a beta, but then they wouldn't be able to charge for it. It's very it's interesting because if the game performed like crap, I don't think it would get a free pass regardless of console.
Yeah, I don't think it's a console thing too much. I mean, people gave it to No Man's Sky.
There was another multiplayer game recently that when it came out, it just performed terribly and everyone was all. I think that's all of them. All of them? So.
Lawbreakers worked.
Well, you don't have that many people overloading the servers.
Right. When the 30 people logged on to play when Lawbreakers launched, servers were good.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Chugging along.
I think, Ben, all one has to do is watch that Digital Foundry video that shows the 10 frames per second and just the general shitty look of the game on the Xbox One that people would have every right to feel sort of negative about the game. Ben, I know Ben has a 1X, so he hasn't really, maybe he hasn't experienced vanilla PUBG. So.
Hopefully that's not a sign of things to immediately come in the future here.
No.
The 1X to the original one.
I don't think so. I think PUBG just has a reputation of being sort of poorly optimized even on PC and just sort of like sort of thrown together. So
I think that as well.
I was worried about that when I was watching. Same thing when I was watching that video. Another question about PUBG from Nukem Joe says, do you think that Fortnite took some of PUBG's glory away on the Xbox One release? On my Xbox One's homepage, I noticed an advertisement for Fortnite on the same day as PUBG's release. I also noticed that ad too.
And, they also released their 50 versus 50 mode. So
that's what the ad was for. And it's boom right there on the front page.
That's the competition. Well, they're doing it. They've been doing it smart so far. But the real question is Fortnite making any money? I guess is the real question.
Probably is.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I would like that 50 on 50 mode sounds pretty cool. And I tried it very briefly.
Sure, it's fun.
That might be fun. I wish if we did a community night or something, it might be fun. But we never get that organized. Mm. Yes, I think it definitely the longer it took to get PUBG on the Xbox, the worse it was for PUBG.
It'll be very interesting to see how this game does sales wise. I'm very curious to see.
I think it's doing pretty well.
Is it? I believe you. We'll find out.
Judging by I couldn't get on the servers for a little bit of time.
Could be lots of reasons.
Yeah. I should look at the Amazon. The Amazon orders were pretty good last time I checked. Anyway, let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. I forgot to mention that Overwatch's winter event, Winter Wonderland, I don't know what it's called, but that's starting, I think, today, actually.
Exciting.
All your favorite. Which skin are you going for?
The Walrus guy.
Walrus man?
Yeah, I like the Walrus one. That was pretty cool.
From Star Wars?
No, there's a skin where a guy is dressed like a walrus.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just fucking with me.
No, I was being serious. There's a guy dressed like a walrus.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know.
Uh-huh.
You know more about Overwatch than I do, it sounds like.
I saw a picture of it on my Twitter feed. I'm like, oh, that's kind of neat. I still have no interest, but that's neat.
No, you need to be putting all your time and energy into PUBG.
Yeah, I also been playing Zen Pinball on the Switch. I meant to mention that, and I forgot.
Oh, yeah, that came out.
Yep,
and new releases.
Yep,
I've been playing some of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool. Zen Pinball, but on the Switch.
Can you play it horizontally, vertically?
You sure can, and you could do it on the fly. You don't have to go into an option screen and change it and then go back. You could just push a button in the top corner, and it switches, and then just tilt it, and you play it
crazy good?
It's like playing it on an iPad, but I think the screen is probably a better size for that.
Yeah, I'm saying ship, is it you're the pinball guy, Ship?
Well, Wombat's the Zen pinball guy.
But you're the real pinball guy.
It's good. I don't know what to say. It's very much the same as what you would find on the other consoles and everything. I think it's the advantage it has over the other versions, obviously the portability, but I think I've had problems sometimes in the past getting my there's a lag on the PS4, PS3. PS3 was really bad with the lag on my TV was bad for Zen Pinball or Pinball FX. Mm. And there's none of that with this one. There's no messing around with settings to get your lag correct because the screen is built in.
Right.
That helps. Yeah. So it's good. It's got all the RPG stuff in it. It's
beautiful.
A quality product.
And there's some free tables on all consoles right now. So you should pick those up too if you have Pinball FX3. Get those free tables because I think they're only free for a week.
Whoa.
So,
all right. Where else are we here? Are we home with a 4.9? Loot boxes ship. How much do you want to talk about loot boxes on a scale of 1?
We're not talking about loot boxes.
Hawaii, staying right.
There are no crate.
There are no crate.
That's what PUBG tells me.
That's what PUBG. No, you know, they changed it. It says.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they changed it. Because now you can get crates. I got a crate. I got a striped shirt.
Oh, I could have still gotten crates. It just told me on my screen.
Oh,
there are no crate.
Oh, now they're crate.
Okay. I tried pressing cancel too. But there's a screen that says you are dead or whatever when you die.
Yeah.
And your options are press A for okay or press B for cancel.
Right.
Either way, you're still dead. Doesn't make a difference which button you press.
No. There's a lot of fun stuff like that. Dr. Disrespect gets a big kick out of making fun of things like that. Like, it'll say, you are dead, confirm, okay. And he's like, that's what I needed to know. Like, after I saw myself die and the game ended, I definitely needed to see this box pop up when I entered the main screen again to confirm that I was dead.
This one at least gives you an option.
Right, you can cancel. Sony, I don't care about that. Apple, should we talk about some iPhone games? I played one for like 20 minutes on Tuesday.
Okay, what'd you play?
I played Reigns Her Majesty.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it.
So, okay. I'll bet you this is like a genre of games, and I'm just not savvy enough, so I don't know what it's called. But it's a swiping game. So, like, there's a card. You're a queen, okay? And it'll give you a little story blurb with a character that's a card. And it'll say, oh, the king wants to go on a hunt. Do you want to say that it's a good idea? You know, and you swipe right for yes and left for no. And there's a bunch of cards that keep coming one after another that affect a story. And then there's a meter at the top of the screen. One for the church, one for money, one for army, and one for the people. And depending on how you answer these cards, affects how the people judge you or the church judges you, and the meters show that reaction. And you don't want to fill up the meters too soon, because then, like, if the people, like, for example, if you too nice to the people and you fill up the people meter, the people love you so much that they actually kill you. They like come to like they stampede you and trying to give you gifts and to love you. So you have to be careful about how you answer, you know, how you swipe. And that's basically the game. And then when you die, you start over as a new queen, but you sort of continue and the story continues with just this new queen. Pretty clever game. It was, I forgot how much it cost. It was $2, $3, something like that. But it's called Reigns Her Majesty, and it's a sequel. There's another game like it, and this is supposed to be better. So there you go. There's my one iPhone game that I'll play.
I've been playing Amazing Katamari Damacy.
How's that going?
I played 60 seconds of that.
I played none of it.
Okay. It's cute. I mean, it's a continuous running Katamari game. Mm-hmm. Where you're swiping left and right to avoid obstacles and pick up things to make your Katamari. It's got all the right
mostly
art style.
To roll up stuff, right?
What?
You're mostly rolling up stuff in the game, no?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Katamari game.
Yeah.
Rolling up stuff, and as you roll up stuff, you earn currency and experience, and you launch off rockets that make your stars, and you get more points for stuff then, and it's cute.
It's got the music, and it's got
the music
and the
fun
art.
Fun fact, Katamari Damacy was the first game we talked about on the very first CatCast.
Wow. Oh, I love that game. I love that game.
Oh, it's a great game. Yeah.
Surprised that hasn't made it to the current consoles. Some sort of...
A remaster?
Yeah.
That game did put the PlayStation to a test, you know, with all those polygons.
It sure did.
I got a new addition to my smart home that people like hearing about. If you haven't noticed, Amazon has discounted their Echo products for Hanukkah and Christmas. So you can pick them all of them up for really cheap, including the Echo Show, which is the one that has the screen built in.
And what do you do with that?
You do pretty much the same thing you do with the regular Alexa.
So why do I need it?
You can watch, you know, you can watch Twitch on it. You can watch.
These are all things I'm not doing.
You can watch YouTube on, well, you could watch YouTube on it until Google pulled it. So you can't watch YouTube anymore. I can watch movie trailers. You can see the song lyrics for the songs that you're listening to. It has a better speaker than the regular Echo, supposedly. I'm not sure that I can tell the difference. But for $150, I was willing to give it a shot. You can make video calls with it too. So if you wanted to like buy one of these for your grandma and grandpa or something, you have a situation like that, and you have a kid, it's a very easy way for them to call.
And you don't have an iPad or phone.
Well, but this is like they don't have to do anything. They have to just walk up to it and say, "You know who? Call."
I don't know who.
Alexa.
Who dis?
And you can just drop in right into grandma and grandpa's house. They don't even have to answer the phone if you set it up that way, which is a little freaky. We don't have it set up that way. But we do have that set up as intercoms in the house, which is great. We actually do use that a lot. So for $150, hell, I spent $48 on a menorah, an electric menorah today, and it doesn't do anything except light up. For $100 more, I have.
You didn't get a smart menorah?
They must make one.
I don't know. My local hardware store, which is a True Value branch, has a pretty incredible menorah selection.
You have a lot of Jews in your town.
I mean, a lot. Define a lot. Like I'm sure it's a very small percentage in comparison.
My kids are both the only Jewish kids in their grades.
And at the winter concert today, there was a Hanukkah song for the Christmas song to go right with the Christmas song. We were right there with Jesus equals. So I was pretty impressed with this town. Good job.
My daughter made a Star of David Christmas ornament.
I saw that.
Everybody's in the spirit.
At her preschool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the point is, the choice is to buy a $50 light up menorah or a $150 Amazon Echo Show, I would go with the Echo Show. I think.
But I don't have any menorahs. I have a lot of Echoes.
So you should get a menorah.
No, I would say.
I'm pretty sure you should get a menorah.
There's probably an app on the Echo Show that just a menorah comes up on the screen and it lights up for you automatically. I bet you there is. I'm not going to look it up now, though. All right, let's move on to CAGBAG. We made it.
Sweet. So I guess we're not. Are we tabling the top five?
Oh, I forgot the top
week?
Five. I forgot the top five.
I put it on the outline and you skip
Where?
Right over it. I'm
Where
like,
is it?
Oh, he's talking about this stupid Reigns game.
No.
I put it in Overwatch Onslaught. Top five.
Where is 2017. It?
Right underneath their stupid Hawaii thing.
Well, maybe we should save it for next week then. We have to do a show next week.
I guess we'll save it. We're going to table it for next week.
Yeah, let's do that. Because, I mean, we've done an hour
show. We had to talk about PUBG. Next week we won't have to talk about that.
It was important. I've been playing
a lot of
PUBG. And
it's
I feel
fine.
Like it's important.
Talk about your keg. Talk about your bags. Tell me about your bags.
Maybe you'll play a game next over this coming week, Wombat, that'll make it into your top five.
Right.
Yeah. I did play, because I'll talk about this, I played the Atom in Injustice 2, and that character's cool. And I'm only bringing that up because they're having, like, much like you were talking with Ghost Recon, they're having a free week of Injustice 2.
Nice.
And you can play as all the characters, including the downloadable content characters.
And then they yank it away.
But if you're curious to see what those guys are like, or if you are curious to see what the game is like, now's a good chance to check out that game. I played as the Atom. The Atom is pretty cool. He shrinks down really small and punches people in the face.
Tune in next week when this is Wombat's number one game of the year.
Maybe. You know what? It's not the number ones that I think that people are interested in. It's like number five through two that people are like, what else did he play?
We did prepare our lists, lest people think that we did not. I just didn't see it on the outline here. I still don't see it. Oh, there it is. Top five. It's not even written bold.
I'm sorry. It's not bold enough for you. Sorry. It's not bold enough for you, Jimi Hendrix. What's next?
Cagbag is next.
Okay.
Maybe we should expand it for a top 10 for next week.
We could add some topics. We could do like a real year-end show then next week.
Did we all complete 10 games this year?
No, that's why we're not doing a top 10. But we could do.
All right, let's move on to the cag bag. We're overachieving. at Drop Rate Greg writes in and says, would love to hear your thoughts on the Atari box, and if you think this pre-order opening tomorrow is just a cash grab to fund manufacturing and marketing. I think it's more like a Hail Mary.
That would be the best case scenario if it was a cash grab to fund manufacturing, right?
You mean like if there was cash to grab? No one's going to buy this thing.
How much is this thing? How much is it?
It's just 200 now.
There's supposed to be like a discount for tomorrow's like pre-orders or something.
I don't know. I don't care is sort of the problem.
Hurry, crowdfunding soon.
It's a Linux-based, one of these emulator boxes, right?
Yeah, nobody, don't worry about it. Nobody wants it. Nobody's interested in it. I mean, I feel like the hats with the speakers built into it have a better chance of success than this thing. I mean, no one.
I don't know. I've got the Dreamcade on order still.
Yeah. I think trusts this thing.
I trust more in the Dreamcade people than the Atari people at this point, right?
Of course. At Shmoor 0317 asks, Cheapy, what's the, well, anyone can answer, of course. What's the best smart home appliance you've bought for your house this year?
Just this year?
I don't remember when I bought it necessarily, but I'll tell you the one that's, it could have been bought this year. So maybe it's eligible. But I would say that the garage door thing that I got, the MyQ garage door controller, is definitely the one that I appreciate the most because I do forget to close my garage door because I don't enter the house, I guess, because I have to go outside the garage to enter the house, maybe. That's the reason. But I do find that I do get alerts from my garage telling me to close the door. You moron, you left it open again. So and it's only $100 and it actually serves a purpose. So the MyQ garage door one, I think, is a good one to go for. There you go. Does anyone else have a smart home appliance?
I have a smart garage door as well, yes.
Do you really? You have the same one?
No, mine's part of my security system.
Oh. It's good, right? If you forget, I mean, you forget sometimes.
You set it and it automatically closes it at a certain time of night in case you forget.
Oh, I want that.
Yours doesn't do that?
I don't know.
Surely it does that. Surely you can set a specific time of night that you're like, automatically not out there at 10 p.m. Close that thing.
Mine is, I have so many alerts though, because I'm sleeping through alarms basically with this thing. So like it sends me push notifications like every 5 minutes that I leave it open basically. And then it starts sending me emails if I don't respond to the push notifications. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com/cag to get $5 off of their order. This holiday, give Harry's and give handsome. Act now to get your gifts delivered in time. harrys.com/cag. Follow us on Twitter at CBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Of course, at Video Game Deals. And facebook.com/cheapassgamer. Don't forget about our raffle for Puerto Rico hurricane relief. Go to raffle.cheapassgamer.com. You could win an Xbox One X Project Scorpio and $500 Amazon gift card and all kinds of stuff. We got a lot of prizes. And that's it. We'll see you next week for our top five favorite games of 2017 and maybe other things as well. Peace.
Bread, son.
It's Yum Yum Fun that is cool and clean, and its name is the Snoopy Snow Cone Machine. You put ice cubes in and get a snow cone.
This is fun.
Yum Yum Fun is what it's all about.
Some assembly required, and you mix the punch flavor.
It's yummy, Snoopy.
It's Yum Yum Fun that is cool and clean, and its name is the Snoopy Snow Cone Machine.
Snoopy Snow Cone Machine comes with everything you see here from Hasbro.